listen, I recognize your dial pad.
Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's Lean Keys, Real Talk, episode 38. Back with another one. Lee's going to host this time because we're having some issues on my end. So, you know, I'm pretty frustrated about that, and I'm about to flip a lid over here. So we're going to have him roll on through smooth, and I'm going to just kick back and relax. Of course, I got some questions for him too. So we always a team. It's a team effort. So we're about to give y'all a good show.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? This is Lee out here in Denver, but always repping Virginia. Technical issues, you know, they arise every once in a while, but, you know, we're going to fight through it, and we're going to give you a good show tonight. That's what we do, episode 38. I'm trying to think of who wore the number 38, but I'll find something before the show go off. But, yeah, man, it's on Wednesday night, man, hump day. What's up with you?
Man, this is, you know, I used to have it back in my high school days. I used to have, I mean, not like that was that long ago, but this was like my sophomore year in high school. I used to have a teacher. He taught math. My math teacher, he loved hump day. Every time we came in on a Wednesday, you know those commercials that they have? I forget what it was for, but it had like the camel on it. It was like it had a camel in the desert, and they used to shout out hump day, and he used to show us the video on YouTube. You know that one?
Yeah, guess what day it is? Hump day. The camel walking through the office and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, he used to show us those clips like every Wednesday afternoon when we get to his class. It's pretty dope. He's a good teacher.
Yeah, man. The oldie but goodies, man. You gotta keep those around.
Yeah, it's, you know, a lot of, like, throughout my time in school, I think there's been a lot of uselessness, a lot of wasted time learning, I feel like the school overall, school system is kind of a lot of bogus that kids learn, that I've definitely learned a lot of bogus, but some of the gems and a lot of the gems that I picked up through school was just some of the faculty that I've got to experience them, you know, because some men and women are great teachers and great men and women, great professors. So throughout time in my school days, I mean, honestly, when I was in like my elementary years and, you know, I'm talking about like grades 1 through 8, honestly, I really didn't have like many standout teachers. I felt like at that grade level that I didn't really experience too much great teaching. Or great personalities, for that matter. There's a lot of dull teaching, and I mean, there was a few good ones here and there, but for the most part, it wasn't that memorable. High school and college is where I met like all the most memorable teachers that had like some of the, you know, most fun concepts to make you enjoy learning a bit more. Shout out to great teaching.
And I think mine's the total opposite, man, because I remember, you know, of course, my sixth grade teacher, Miss Evans. She was Miss Evans was mean, but she had a way of making stuff stick to your brain. My fourth grade teacher, Miss Taylor was also mean, but you know she was a very good teacher. Man, my fifth grade teacher, Miss Wallace was she was real, real old school. But, man, she was a great teacher. And then I think in high school, man, I think high school, my English teacher, my junior and senior year, Miss Taylor, man, she was hard and she gave a lot of homework. But I tell you what, I learned a lot in her class. I had her my junior year and I had her my senior year. She definitely didn't want me in her class her senior year. But I requested to hire her as my English teacher. But, yeah, man, shout out to all the teachers out there. Shout out to all the teachers. You know, we appreciate all you do. Keep your head up. You know, I know some of you guys feel unappreciated by the pay you get, but we appreciate you for educating our kids. Keep your head up.
Yeah, so I'm kind of, you know, disappointed right now because while you were just, I was just trying to look up number 38 in different sports and see who's been number 38. You know, I saw like a Sports Illustrated list. They had some MLB players and nobody really that I had heard of, you know, from either the, you know, Sports Illustrated, they had MLB. There was like a guy that played for the Red Sox on there. I never heard of him. I wasn't even going to bring it up. And then they had an NBA couple. There was like 7 or 8 NBA players who had worn the number 38. And I never heard of them, none of them guys either. I'm surprised by how I've never heard of none of these people. I thought that like every, at least like in every sport, there's like, you would know like a number play. Somebody would know. I mean, of course somebody does know, but I just thought that it would have came up somebody, you know, more notable. Maybe they are, and I just don't. You know, someone I was more familiar with. I'm disappointed.
That's all right, man. You know, 38 ain't a sexy number, so it's all good.
Yeah, definitely not. How was 38 for you? Is that a good year?
Man, what am I 47 now? So 38. Man, I don't even. What was I at when I was 38? I think I was in Spokane. Was I in Spokane? Yeah, I think I was in Spokane. So basically, I probably came out to Denver to celebrate my birthday because I basically came out to Denver to celebrate all my birthdays when I was in Spokane because Spokane sucks so bad. So I probably came out here and kicked it with some of my homeboys and probably flew home either that Sunday or that Monday. You know, but yeah, man, I think every year you get to experience another birthday that's good, but some are better than others. I think my favorite birthday was 25. You know, I was in North Carolina. My girl threw me a surprise birthday party. Everybody I knew was there. You know, it was a good time, and I think she got more faded than me. Yeah, that was 25, man. So, yeah, I think 25 was the best. I don't remember 38 too much.
Yeah, maybe like you said, it's just not very, not a very good number.
Sexy number.
Yeah, exactly. not too many great things happening around the 3 and 8 world, given what it is. It's funny you say that about because. I was thinking about that the other day. It's like, you know, I've thrown a party for somebody before, and then I ended up being the one who was blackout drunk, and they had to save me. So,
man. That's normally how I go, though.
I mean, I usually, like, sometimes I feel bad. I'm like, damn, like, wasn't it their birthday? They were supposed to be blackout, but, like, I was partying like it was my birthday. I mean, given I did put all the details together, I invited everybody, Rise, everything, brought stuff through. Like, I planned the whole party. Damn, I'm going to celebrate that. Like, it's my party.
I heard you, bro, because I know when I first lived out here in Denver, we threw a party at the house. And, man, my dumb ass, I'm out there barbecuing, got the music going. Drinking all day, and then my homeboy, he show up, and he got this bourbon in this flask, and all of a sudden, I'm drinking the bourbon. Man, next thing I know, man, I'm knocked out, passed out, sleep upstairs in my bed. Actually, man, this is kind of embarrassing, but you only live once, so I go upstairs to go use the bathroom. And, man, I pass out on the toilet, dog. So they come wake me up, man, and they like, yo, man, wake up. So, you know, I wake up, man, so I get up. Man, you know, I try to splash my face with some cold water and shit. And I just couldn't do it, man. I just couldn't do it. I ended up just going night-night. And that's what happened, man. It's a true story. I'm not proud of it, but it happened.
But you know what, though? That's epic because, you know, I'm over here and I'm over here cracking up, so it's got to be worth something. That's a funny memory right there. Wait, you said that was all inspired by some bourbon?
Man, nah, I had been drinking all day. I was cooking, had music going, I was drinking some brew. I was drinking rum and coke that day. Then when he came with the bourbon, I don't mix like whites and browns. So, you know, I'm hitting the bourbon. And then we had made some bourbon. My other homeboy had made some bourbon tea. And that bourbon tea was so good. But it was known to put you on your ass. But, you know, man, I was like, you know, I'm good. And I ended up not being good. So, yeah, man.
Wait, so
it
so
is
this
what
is
it
I'm
is.
What I'm trying to figure out about this is, at the time when you said you passed out on the toilet, like, there's many ways this could have happened. You could have passed out face in the toilet because you might have been throwing up.
No,
on the toilet. Or you could have just collapsed onto the toilet.
I was sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, that was my first.
Yeah, man, it's ridiculous. And the pictures they took was even more ridiculous, but, you know, it's all good.
And you said you were how old, 25 at that time?
No. I think then I was, I left here, 2007? So, yeah, I was like, I want to say 36 then. 2007, yeah, I was
36. You were 36.
All right,
man.
36.
You got me inspired out here. All these things. Last time you were telling me how you said I was boring. You were like, man, you got to be doing more than that. Now this time you told me you were 36, like having this like epic day. And I'm like, man, I gotta stop motivating. I gotta do something. I
got to
get on your level.
Man, nah, man. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you. I done have some times, man. I can't even. You said you just turned 22. So
yeah, I'm 22.
I turned 22 when I was in Germany. And Germany already is like a long place to be. Actually, I turned 22. They sent me to Italy for like 4 months. So my birthday was actually in Italy. And I really didn't know nobody there except my roommate. So me and my roommate, you know, we ended up going to the club that night. You know, we was kicking it. So after we left the club, he was like, yo, man, let's go by the Class 6 and get something to drink, man. So, you know, we can just sit up and play dominoes and drink all night. I was like, cool. So we get to the Class 6, and they got Red Slit Smart Liquor Bull in the package store. So, man, we bought like a 12 pack of 16-ounce cans of Slit Smoked Liquor Red Bull. Man, we were so tore up. But, you know, man, it was all good times, you know, man. You young, you know, you experiencing life, you know, you growing up, you know, you especially for somebody like me, grew up, you know, I grew up in the hood, you know, borderline poor. I ain't gonna say borderline poor, poor, and you know, being able to see the world and experience different things, having money in your pocket, it was always cool, man. You know, just you know, being able to do different things, and Italy definitely was a different thing. So, for you young people out there, don't let your circumstances dictate your future. You know, let your circumstances lead you to a better future. So, you know, that's what I did when I decided to join the Air Force. You know, I got to see the world. You know, I got to travel. And it was great, man, especially, you know, being at such a young age. So, but, yeah, man, let's get into the show, man. What you want to talk about tonight, man? Got me reminiscing and going down memory lane and stuff.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I think this was the show. This is actually, I like what we were doing right here. I won't go too further into it. I was going to ask you how long you were out in Italy, but I won't even ask you because You say you don't want to go deeper into that, so. But what I will transition.
I was in the Air Force 22 years, and I spent 4.5 years in Germany. I'm just going to go over my overseas stuff. I spent 4.5 years in Germany, and out of that 4.5 years in Germany, I spent 4 months in Italy, which was fun. You know, I got to go to Rome, Venice, you know, got to do stuff like that. You know, it was cool. We went to Austria, you know, one weekend. We went to Austria, which was really cool. It was cold as hell. We went to Austria. And then they sent me to Japan, Okinawa, for 4.5 years. Okinawa was definitely cool. The best McDonald's you'll ever have in your life, because everything they make is fresh and it's hot. It was cool shopping. The food was good. You know, other than the jerks that were over there doing crazy stuff, making it bad for all the military folks, you know, other than that, it was a good time. And then I went to Turkey for 2 years and met some wonderful people in Turkey, had the best haircuts I ever had ever in life in Turkey. When you get a haircut in Turkey, it's an experience. Just a quick story. When you go to a Turkish barber, you walk in, and it's normally like a little kid sitting out on the front porch or sitting out on the chair or something. So you walk in, and then the barber asks you, what do you want to drink? You either can drink Turkish tea, which is called chai, which is actually pretty good. If you ever get chai, get the apple or the peach. Oh, my God, they're awesome. But me, I normally got the Turkish beer. So they come in like 16-ounce bottles, and normally they're pretty, they're ice cold. So you go in, you know, the guy gets you a beer. You don't have to pay for it. You know, normally he might be cutting somebody else's hair. So you sitting there drinking your beer, you know, waiting. And then when you get your hair cut, they cut your hair. Then they shave your face. And then after they shave your face, they put like this mud mask on your face with a hot towel. And they wrap the towel around your face so if you break out or, you know, if you get hair bumps, they don't form or whatever. And normally your haircut is normally about 45 minutes to an hour. They wash your hair after they're done. And then normally a haircut was like $15. So it was an experience, man. They always made you feel welcome when you went to go get your haircut. So Turkey was pretty cool. And that was my last overseas assignment, man. I went to Qatar for like 4 months. That was cool, you know, being over there, you know. It was cool. I mean, we was over there during Ramadan, too. So it was like whenever we want to go to McDonald's, you know, we felt bad going to McDonald's during the day because, you know, they couldn't eat during the day. And, you know, it was just like one of those things. But, yeah, man, you know, I've seen the world, man. I've been around the block a couple times.
Man, these stories, this man is so hella inspiring. Hella inspiring. I'm just sitting here thinking, like, damn, I'm too stressed. I gotta start enjoying life. Too emotional. Yo, all right, so let me tell you this. My older brother, I have two brothers and one sister. For anybody, you probably y'all didn't know that. But anyway, so one of my, and I'm the youngest sibling, so everybody's older than me. That's all good. Anyway, so one of my brothers who I've been closer with over the years, he's getting married next July. Shout out to my brother. That's a beautiful couple right there. I admire their love so much. He's 28.
Shout
I think,
out.
And yeah, for real. Actually, both my brothers are getting married next summer. That one's getting married in June. The other one's getting married in July. So, and I'm graduating college in May. So that's a triple header right there next summer.
Oh yeah.
So anyways, my brother that I've been close with over the years, he's 28, and you know, when I go out with him, it's kind of like I like to think that I'm outgoing, and I like to think that, like, I can talk to anybody, which, like, most times I can. And, like, you know, especially I'm a kind of guy who, if I'm not on a full stomach, I might not be able to even go out in public. Like, I gotta be having a full stomach. I gotta be hydrated, and I'll go out there and I'll conquer the world. Like, that's really what it comes down to. So if I'm feeling good about myself, you know, I'm dressed nice, I feel good, positive space, I could like to think I could talk to anybody, any female, anything, walk in any place with a smile on, and I can. But when I go with my brother, like I was telling you, I think on the last show, what I was telling y'all the last show was that I had gone out because I had just turned 22 last week, and this same brother I'm talking about had brought me out into Boston. And Ali, I think I mentioned this to you, that we had gone out to the bars, and I was shit-faced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I was pretty banged up. And the thing is that when I go out with him, I feel like all of a sudden, like, because my brother, his personality is so, it's so, like, I think I can talk to anybody. This guy makes me feel like I'm a mute or something. Like, when he goes out there, it's because he knows, like this man knows everybody too, like in all these bars, because he's been like going out to Boston for like, you know, good handful of years now, and even before that. So me, I don't really go out to bars a lot, so I'm not even really used to the scene either. But anyways, when I go out with him, I start feeling small, but he always show me a good time. And lately, my brother be like saying, he gets sick of my moods. I'm over here like talking like I'm, you know, 40, and then my brother kind of gave me the eye roll. He's like, "Man, what are you?" He's like, "What are you talking about? Come on, let's go. We're gonna go do something. We're gonna go get some beers and, you know, eat some buffalo wings or something. You're gonna put a smile on." That's pretty much my brother. That's how we operate, and it kind of reminds me of you, because you tell me all this stuff about you going out and enjoying yourself and seeing the world, and that reminds me of my brother, because he'd be going on a good handful of vacations himself. He's been, you know, a lot of places already that I can't even imagine myself hitting that many places. So shout out to y'all, my God.
I mean, you know, man, I look at it like this, man. You only live once. You live once, live it to the fullest, have as much fun as you can, and, you know, enjoy life, bro. You know, life is meant to be lived, and I truly believe in that. So, you know, it is what it is, man.
Absolutely. You know, I wanted to say this one thing before I forget. Actually, technically two things. That I don't know if I've mentioned this. I think we talked about this, you know, once or twice on the show before. But, you know, I make music, and I never shouted out my own page. So stop. If you want to go check out Keys Music, hit up SoundCloud, type in Keys TV. It's all lowercase, KEYSSTV. Hit enter in the search bar. There's my page right there. I got a nice, beautiful picture right at the top for the header. So when you see Keys in large letters, it's like an aqua blue with white. You see that cover right there? I'm wearing some blue shades. Shit looks fresh as fuck. When you see that, you know that's Keys. So check me out. And also, at the same time, we have a double header because my brother. Well, not of my two brothers I just mentioned, but he's my brother too. And he just dropped some stuff. He makes music as well. And he just dropped a collection of songs today. I could call it a mixtape. I don't want to call it a mixtape because people be throwing that name around too much, and it kind of gets reckless. But, yeah, he dropped a collection of songs today. So shout out that. Go on SoundCloud, type in. It's called Search Ferragamo Emotional Continuum. Ferragamo space Emotional Continuum on SoundCloud. Go check that out. That's five records in that thing right there. The boy's got some soul, so definitely go check that out. Shout out to him. And speaking of which,
yeah, shout out.
I think absolutely. Speaking of which, we got a caller in the queue right now, so I'm gonna queue him into the call and see what's going on, real quick.
Hey yo.
Yo yo.
What's happening, bro? I heard the shout out. I'm right here.
Oh, word. All right. So, everybody, I was talking about my brother. Not my two brothers I mentioned before. This is my other brother. This is the one right here.
Yeah,
the artist.
I'm on
man
himself here.
Yeah.
So what's happening, man? My first time on the show. Why don't you tell me a couple things, man?
Yeah. So first of all, this is Lee. This is the brains of the operation. My main host.
Man, don't listen
my
to that, man.
Man.
I'm not the brains of the operation, man.
Yeah, he's the main creativity source. He's from out here,
yeah.
Out in Denver. He lives out in Denver, and he be putting it down. So
don't
let him talk
man,
himself
respect.
Down like that. Yeah, shout out to Lee. That's
yeah,
him
man.
Right
welcome
there.
To the show, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Pleasure to be here.
Introduce
yeah.
yourself. What's your name?
Ferragamo, man. You know, big spitter. You know, bars all over the SoundCloud, man. I got my producer, Sid Looseman, Mike Chibo, whatever you want to call him, man. My boy out here, he does music as well. You know, Keys does the fire music, bro. He got the keys. He opens doors. He got it rocking out here. You know, we got the whole entourage going around.
Circulating
Massachusetts.
Okay, that's what's
yeah.
up. Mass in the house?
Nah, it really is. It really is. It's crazy because if all right, so y'all gonna get put on right now. So, me and Ferragamo, we go way back to the days we used to freestyle outside the venue. We used to be free. That was pretty much how everything started. It was pretty crazy because I remember back when we used to just throw on a beat and we would just rap for hours. Like, that was pretty much around the time when I was getting my start before I really started writing music. And then I started writing music and he was getting better. And then by the time that, you know, I was really concentrated, like, you know, artistically and creatively, he kept going with, you know, doing freestyles and just practicing, you know, lyrical exercises with his boys and things like that. And now, you know, he does music and honestly, he don't even write lyrics. He just go up to the mic and just go off the top. And the thing that I think is crazy about that is that I listen to them and it's like, if I didn't know that, you know, it's almost unnoticeable. Like, for some people, I show them the record and they don't even know. I mean, kids getting talented. He's getting older with the years. He keeps on working and he keeps on getting better. So, yeah, it's got a lot of emotion on that record. He just dropped it today. I could tell he put a lot of heart into that. So, if you like that kind of thing and you want to hear some, you know, thoughtful lyrics, go into the SoundCloud page. It's Ferragamo / Emotional Continuum. Go check that out. It's dope.
I like the sound of it. I like the sound of it. I'll check it out.
Yeah, bro. My bad. Just had a pause right there. You know, I had a different question. This is kind of unrelated. You know, I kind of touched on the musical tip. So, you know, Geese TV, go check that. Emotional Continuum, check that. You know, music is beautiful. And sometimes I feel like that, if I didn't have music to go through my day, you know, whether I'm at work or whether I'm at the house doing laundry or whether I'm driving in the car or whether I'm, you know, at a party, whether just chilling with some of my homies or whether I'm with the family or whatever, music, I feel like, is an essential part of every day of my life. And I listen to music every day, no matter what, at least at some point or another. Sometimes I listen to music while I'm in the shower, and that's another great time. That's probably one of the best times, and you should probably try it if you haven't tried it. And
so
yeah, I don't know what I would
do. Is Ferragamo still on the line?
I think the call dropped. He'll be back.
Oh, okay. So, Keys, yeah. how did my man get so I was going to ask him, you know, about his background and stuff in the music, so hopefully he'll call back. But, you know, a lot of people don't know you do music. You know what I mean? You just shouted it out, and you know, I don't know why you waited so long to show 38 to tell people to check your stuff out. You know, you should always promote yourself, being that you got your own platform, you know, being that your platform is our show. But, you know, man, me and you never really talked about this. You know, you done asked me a couple questions, so I'm going to shoot some stuff at you real quick. So what made you get into the hip hop thing? What made you decide to do it? Other than, you know, you hearing the beat, you freestyling. But what made you decide to take it seriously though?
Well, the thing is that I was talking about my brother earlier, who, you know, bring me into Boston and things like that, and not saying he's a really outgoing guy and stuff like that, and you know, he's getting married next year. When I was talking about him, it's like he was really the one that started doing it, and I wasn't even into it. Like, I mean, I kind of – the thing is that, like, the artist that I knew and, like, the what of hip-hop that I knew was all really from my brother. I never really – like, if it wasn't for that, I don't really know what I would have really been listening to a lot of when I was younger. A lot of the influence I had was from what he was listening to, because back then, you know, he listened to a lot of D12 and a lot of 50 Cent, you know, a lot of Eminem, some old Jay-Z stuff. I mean, he had a lot of other records that he listened to, but I just didn't know, like, how much it expanded, you know, his library. I didn't know. Plus, like, I was younger, and I wasn't as intelligent to really just sit down and ask him about the different songs he listens to. Probably wasn't as curious either. But, I mean, he was always playing rap records and stuff like that and talking about them and things. And also, I mean, he had a YouTube channel for a while. He was releasing, you know, little videos. He always followed, like, Cypher videos to call each other out on the beat, you know, send him this beat kind of like in a friendly way, you know, send him the beat, and then he raps over it, sends the next guy, et cetera, et cetera. He was always into those. He used to respond to those contests himself, send entries out, you know, like, you know, big YouTube producers and stuff like that. I mean, and he was always nice. He was very nice, very good, and I don't think he ever took himself as seriously as, you know, to the level his talent was at, but he just enjoyed doing it. And I could see that. And it kind of, that made me feel like, damn, like, you know, maybe I can do this. Maybe I can do this. So, you know, I started, you know, I'd be hanging out with my brother a lot, probably around the time that I was like, I mean, I'm 22 now. So this was probably like around 10 years ago when I was, what was it, 12, 13? Around that time, I started thinking about it. Probably around, like, 14 was when we actually started. We used to freestyle in the car. My brother used to play a whole bunch of beats for me in the car. And a lot of the times, it would just be him going in freestyling, and I would just, you know, I'd either be just listening to it, or he would just be like, yo, I got this verse. Like, let me just show you this verse over this beat real quick, because, you know, it is what it is. And then eventually, you know, just listening, I got the confidence and I just kept trying. And I would do, like, you know, little measures that I could do, whatever I could, you know, come up with off the top. And eventually I just kept getting better. We just kept doing it. You know, we kept going out cruising, you know, rapping over beats. And that was pretty much how it happened. I mean, around the time I was 14, then 15, we kept going. And then I think it was right before I turned 16 was when they came out with back when the BET Cyphers used to be worth talking about, back when they used to have artists and they would really rap and it wasn't just like a bunch of mumble rappers and not making sense, you know, back when they had lyricism in the BET Cyphers, which the last time I saw that was when they had Eminem. They had the Shady 2.0 cipher with back when Joe Budden was in there going crazy.
Slaughterhouse.
That was a good one. Yeah, when they did the Slaughterhouse
Yellow
thing.
Wolf. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, you know, that was really the one where I was like, yo, I got to try and do this shit. Like, that beat, like, I listened to that, like, the Shady cipher beat so many times, man. And, like, I remember I wrote, like, an entry as if I was in that cipher. That was, like, pretty much the first thing that I wrote down was, like, something to that cipher beat was the first thing I wrote on paper, because I was only freestyling at this time. You know, I didn't take myself seriously to the level, or take it seriously to the level of, like, wow, let me try and actually write something down, see what I can get, could get off, you know? Because I just thought that it was just, like, a fun thing to do, like, you know, to kill time. I didn't really want to spend, you know, like, hours trying to write a verse. And I wrote something to that beat, and then I didn't really, you know, it was a cypher beat, so I didn't do nothing. then I ended up writing another verse, which I had something else. I forget what I don't think I wrote it to a beat. I think I just wrote it off the top. And then my brother was like, yo, I got this beat right here. I already got a verse to it, so bring me something. And then I was like, yo, I got a verse right here. Because what ended up happening was, it was Christmas, I think in 2011. I want to say the 2011 or 2012. Nah, it was 2011. I want to say 2011. So that was what, 7 years ago. So I was 15. That was right around the time Christmas going into. I was going to be turning 16, you know, after that Christmas. So we went in and I had the verse, and then my brother was like, all right, like, how about we buy some equipment? He's like, we'll buy some equipment for Christmas instead of getting each other gifts. Me and you will both just go halves on, you know, a couple pieces to put together a home studio. And me and you can start really recording, really doing this shit. And I was like, word, I feel like that's a dope idea. So then we both put down some money. You know, it wasn't that expensive. It was, you know, reasonable for if we had gotten each other, you know, a little something for Christmas. And we put it together. We're nothing crazy, just a little home studio. And we started rocking out. I had that verse that I had written before. And we applied it to a beat. And the first record was called You're Wrong. That was the first one we did. That verse, I like, if you can, like, it was so, like, my verse was so basic, it lacked focus. Like, that was, like, what I can remember from it. It was just such, like, a random, it was just, like, random, like, talk. I don't even know what I was, like, going. It was, like, so, it's so much different. You know, times have definitely changed. But I remember the second beat that we did, you would probably take interest to this. I don't know if you said that you like Jay-Z that much, but we did, you know, this really old, it's an older record by Jay-Z called Lucifer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually the second beat that I ever wrote a verse to. That was the second record we did, was a remix to Lucifer. And I remember that one because, yeah, my brother, that beat was pretty wild. That was a dope beat. And I remember when he played that, and I was like, man, I got to go write something right now. So, yeah, that's pretty much how that started. And we just kept kicking it off like that. He would keep on presenting me a new beat. He'd be like, bring me back a verse. I'd go look up the beat on YouTube, bring back a verse. We'd record it in, like, the next couple of days. And then I remember we put together a mixtape, like, right after that Christmas, like in a few weeks, like once we got the home studio and like the next like 2-3 weeks, we had like, you know, probably 8 tracks done, me and him with verses on all different beats. And we put it out, and it was like a lot of people that I knew, like, kind of like shocked by it. Like, damn, like, I was like, okay. So, you know, that's pretty much how I got started. Then, I mean, as time went on, I started rocking out solo, and, you know, he started doing his own thing. I mean, he was, and then, you know, obviously his different things started happening in his life, but eventually I started going solo and just rocking out by myself because I could see my own progression a lot more when I was just focusing on my craft and not thinking about how to, like, how can I write better than this person, or like, how will I sound with this person, or how can I, like, make the song, like, sound cohesive, or how can we, you know what I'm saying? Like, how can, just thinking about the we. And every creation that I was making musically, I think like, kind of took away from my own progress.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when I realized that was when I just stopped. Like, for a while I would do features with people and stuff like that, but I think it was around 2014 area. So that was like, you know, two and a half years after we did the mixtape. That was when I was like, yo, like, I ain't trying to work with people no more. I'm going to just do this by myself. I want to focus on me and my own skill, me getting better, because that's what this is about. And once I started doing that, I mean, I'm not trying to brag, but I got a lot better. Got a lot better. Like, just focusing on my writing and my style. Did me what I felt was most genuine. I got a lot better. So 2018, there it is. If you go check out that SoundCloud, you're going to hear it. You're going to be like, goddamn.
Well, like I said, man, sometimes it ain't about being selfish. It's about being selfless. And sometimes when we want to achieve some things, we have to be selfish to ourselves so that, you know, we can bring the best out of ourselves. And, you know, a lot of people don't you know, they hate to be selfish, but, you know, some of the most successful people are selfish because they use time, money, resources to make themselves better at their craft. So, man, you know, not saying that, you know, what you and your brother had wasn't good, but at the same time is once you could give yourself all your time and focus strictly on you, of course you got better in your craft because it's all about you. So, you know, man, it's all good, man.
Yeah, I mean, and also, like you were saying before, the fact that I never really talked about it too much on the show is just like, I mean, one big thing that definitely has to do with it was just that, like, I mean, so my boy had just called up a little while ago. You know, he talked to us for a few minutes before his call dropped out. Actually, he texted me, he said his phone died, so that's probably why it dropped, but said his phone was going to die, so I was like, all right. But he's like, yeah, I'm going to have to call up again and talk to you guys, so that's dope. But anyways, him doing his thing really has brought the music back into my mind, because for a while I kind of got into a space where I just wasn't there. Like I dropped like a lot of new music in 2017, but I kind of like had a rough time after that, you know, for a little while, and I just stopped. I wasn't like compelled to write music. I just wasn't intrigued by it. I had no desire. I would try to write little measures here and there, like when I thought of stuff, but I just didn't want to look for beats. I didn't want to do anything. I just didn't, you know, I don't know what it was. I mean, I was really busy, but at the same time, it was definitely like a lack of motivation, you know, for one reason or the other. So, but the seeing my boy Nick, you know, who he had just called up, seeing him do his thing has really inspired me. So that's a good feeling.
That's what's up, man. You know, like I said, man. Sometimes your passion, you know, a lot of people don't take their talents and maximize their talents, or, you know, understand their passion for something. And, you know, they're not saying that that's you. I'm not saying it's you. I'm just saying people sometimes don't follow their heart when it's something that they really, really want. Even in professional, even if people not just saying music, people that work every day, you know how many people sit in a job that they hate, and, you know, every day they get up is a struggle. But once they find that job that they really love, that fills their heart and fills their, give them a sense of accomplishment, you know, they wake up with a whole different purpose. And, you know, I'm proud of my man Keys. I mean, I've said this on the show many, many times. I'm proud of, you know, how he's grinding out of school. You know, he's working. You know, he's doing this show. You know, he's being a positive role model for people in his age group. You know, not to bite on Kanye or use Kanye's phraseology, but, you know, he's a free thinker. You know, that's how we met. You know, we met on Twitter, talking about different stuff. And then, you know, we decided to do this show. And to this day, you know, we never shook each other's hands. But I'm quite sure that every day when we on this show, we give each other a long-distance high five, because we can sit on this show, we can talk about different things, we can relate about different things. You know, he's younger than me, and I'm way, 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 way older than him. And, you know, it's a cool situation that we got. And for all you people out there that listen to our show, one thing about us is if you listen to us, this is something we love to do, is this show. And another thing we love to do is make ourselves better day in and day out. And everybody needs to do that. You need to make yourself a better person day in and day out. And when you wake up in the morning, feel good about what you're going to do in life, you know, how you're going to affect people positively. I got a saying, people, you know, I used to tell people that work for me, I used to tell them this all the time, positive people with positive energy always yield positive results. If you never remember anything else in life that I say on this show, remember that positive people, positive energy will always yield positive results. And, you know, tonight, man, people getting to know me and you. And I think it's cool that, you know, people might not know this, but me and my man Keys, we don't do a rundown anymore. We just get on this show and we just talk. And tonight, we just let you guys that's listened to our show into who we are as people. And it's actually been pretty fun.
Yeah, honestly, you know, I think that it's a lot more interesting for us and possibly I can't speak, but I don't know how people feel, but I mean, I think when I'm listening to, you know, the Sports Hub, like I had mentioned before, listening to them talk about Brady or whatever, like I can't tell what they're about to, you know, get into. Like it kind of just seems like everything just flows so naturally. And I think on anything that I'm listening to, that's the kind of talk that I want to hear. I don't want to hear, you know, those interviews where it's, you know, you can see where something's changing. You know, the topic just seems like it's such a structure, you know. And when I hear stuff like
yeah.
that, it gets very redundant for me. And those are the kind of videos that I end up like watching about 5 minutes of or about halfway through it, and I lose interest and I have to stop watching it because it's too much. Like I can't deal with, like I remember back in the day, I don't know if they still do it, but I remember I used to watch my grandmother's TV. She had DirecTV back in the day, and I don't know if this was because of the way what her cable was set up or whatever, but we used to watch some sports thing. I think it was how ESPN used to do it back in the day. But do you remember this, Lee, when they used to do, like, I think it was the ESPN segments, they used to do, like, you would see, like, the sidebar on the left side of the screen.
Yeah. They'll tell you what's coming
topic.
Up next. Yeah.
They still do that?
Yeah. And then it had a time. They do it on the, I want to say it's on, like, the Sunday morning Sports Center, where they'll be like, at 7:08 we'll be talking about Johnny Manziel, and then at 7:16 we'll be talking about, you know, LeBron's free agency. They do it on Sundays. They don't do it like on all the sports centers no more.
Okay, yeah, that's probably. I mean, I like I said, I can't tell how people feel, but if I had to guess, I would think that some of those stations used to. Well, they probably thought to themselves, damn, this might not be working anymore. People might not want to see the information so chopped up like this and just let us, you know, flow naturally and just jump into something and then not know. Because for some people, it is interesting when you get like those, they see those clickbait headlines and you see exactly what the thing is that they're saying they're going to talk about, exactly what you want to hear about. But then once you click into it and they start going into, you know, 6, 7, 8 different things and it's like only 5 minutes of each, you only end up watching it for the first thing that you really wanted to hear about, and then you don't even watch it. So maybe that's why that network probably did away with that format. I remember I used to see it a lot more often than one day a week. When it used to be on the DirecTV, you know, when I was younger, it was like a couple times a week I used to see that lineup on the left side of the screen, all little tabs. It'd be like every 2 minutes they'd start a new topic. And I'm glad that our show hasn't taken that route, you know, and made like a bigger agenda, because we never needed a bigger agenda. I think we just got more comfortable, and we just know each other better, and you know, it's easy for us. We just get up here and talk, and it's just, you know, we just go from there, and I think it's better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes depending on, like, you know, if we want to. Especially, like, if we're going to cover, like, a big UFC event, I think that's the time that we'll do, like, a rundown, because it's so much stuff to cover. You know, we got to remind ourselves, yo, we got to talk about this, this, and this. So, but when we're just doing, like, a show and, you know, a regular show, and we just want to sit back and vibe off each other, this is what you get. You get two guys talking, you know, tonight. You know, we're just talking about life tonight, life experiences, you know, what we've been through, you know, stuff like that. You know, sometimes we get a little, we talk about serious stuff. Like one show we talked about the school shootings. We talked about that. We talked about net neutrality one time. We talked about Trump calling the players SOBs. We talked about the anthem thing in the NFL. When you come and listen to our show, we just don't talk about sports. We talk about everything. Only thing we don't talk about on our show is relationships. We do not jump into relationship advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just something we, if you read our rundown on our write-up of our show, it explicitly says we don't give relationship advice because that's not something we want to focus on. You know, we want to focus on real-life stuff. We want to focus on UFC. We want to focus on sports. And, you know, we want to focus on music. So, you know, our show is well-rounded, even though we probably listed as a sports show, but we might have to update that. We might have to update our show to being a variety show because depending on how we feel, you never know what you're going to get. Like tonight, you know, tonight is a personal display of me and my man Keys, you know. Just how we get down, and it's natural, it's organic, and basically this is going to be the format of our show, you know, until we decide that, you know, we probably need a rundown for a show. But as the last couple weeks, you know, maybe a month or so, we've been going strictly off the dome. And, you know, if you call in and you got something you want to talk about, we can start what we're talking about and talk about what you want to talk about. We done did that before. We had a guy call in, and he wanted to talk about hockey. My man Keys really don't know about hockey. I really don't follow hockey that much, but I follow it when it gets to the playoffs. And, you know, we had a little conversation about hockey. So, you know, it's all good, man. You know, we are multi-talented. We don't claim to be an expert in anything, but we are jack of all trades.
Yeah, for real. I mean, I think the, you know, I think entertainment might be more of a universal sounding category for this show than sports. At least until I find something called variety or everything or et cetera. Because we do talk about a lot of et cetera. A lot of many things.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's the right word. There's even one called fun. The show could even be under fun because we just talk about fun things. There are many things.
But you know, I think one thing about Blog Talk Radio, you know, they make you pick a specific thing because that way if somebody is searching for something to listen to, if they're searching for UFC or MMA and they go in and they put an MMA, then it's going to tell you, like, all the MMA shows that's on right now. So, you know, I think they do that for a reason. But, you know, our show is our show, man. That's one thing about being the co-host of Lee and Key's Real Talk is we get to real talk about anything we want to.
Yeah, that and
you know normally we try not to bore your ears off. Yeah, we try not to bore your ears off. You know, we try to give you something to think about. You know, leave you with a positive thought. You know, my saying I just said, positive people with positive energy yield positive results. And at the end of that, I said, if you don't ever remember anything I ever say from this show. From all the past shows to shows we can have before, remember that, man, and I truly believe in that.
Yeah, that right there is like I want to just put that as like the motto to our show. That would just be epic. That's a hell of a quote.
Yeah,
you know,
thank you for even
throwing that out there. Thank you because I think we've all just been blessed by having heard it.
you know, man, I got quite a few things that coming up in my military days that I used to tell people that worked for me. I used to tell them a lot of things, that one. And then I used to have this one. This is my all-time favorite one, though. The sled dogs have the same view unless you're the lead dog. Why not take the lead? Now, if you're a sled dog and you're on the back, you're looking at somebody's ass. The only person not looking at another's ass is the lead dog. So that's why I came up with that one. You know, sometimes people need a push to be leaders. And maybe your push is you tired of looking at somebody else's ass. Or you tired of following a crappy leader. So, you know, man, it's just little stuff like that to make people think, man. You know, like I said, I'm an old guy, but I'm not an old guy that's not willing to share his experiences with stuff he done learned. You know, it's just one of them things, man. A wise man is only wise when he share his wisdom. Because once he dies and he didn't share it, then that wisdom is dead and gone. So, you know. But, yeah, man, you know, I love this tonight, Keys. I know you probably didn't have this planned, but this has been probably one of my top three shows that we ever done.
Yeah, man, this was good. I mean, unfortunately, we couldn't dedicate number 38 to anybody because we don't know who's number 38 who we even cared about talking about. But that's all good because it was still special in its own way. And it was dedicated to lucky number 38 who did something crazy and had a good show. And that was it.
Actually, Keys, you know, we can't dedicate it to somebody. You know, man, I hate to seem like I hijacked the show tonight, but that rapper Extension, what's his name, Extension? How you say his name, Extension?
I always call them extension, but I heard that that's not how you say it. I thought it was in Spanish and it was pronounced this particular way. I don't really know. I don't know, bro.
Man, we're gonna dedicate tonight's show to Extension, not the artist Extension, but the young man Extension. People, senseless acts of violence are becoming way too rampant. You know, you could disagree with somebody, you can not like somebody, but that doesn't give you the right to take somebody's life. We need to start respecting other human beings' lives. And that young man was 20 years old. He didn't even get to see 21. He didn't even get to the legal age where he could vote and drink. And he's already gone. So, we have to dedicate our show to Extension, but, you know, we're going to dedicate tonight's show and let people know that let's stop these senseless acts of violence. Let's start caring for each other. Let's start respecting each other. We can agree to disagree without having to take somebody's life. You know, let's have a little bit more respect for each other. I know our president is a divisive individual, but we don't have to be divisive individuals. Me and my man Keys, we two different cats. But we can sit up here and talk and agree to disagree, and we leave it as that, as we did many a times on Twitter. You know, I respect his opinion. He respects my opinion. And if I don't agree with his opinion, I still respect it because that's his opinion. So let's learn to love each other, people. Let's start taking care of each other instead of destroying each other and taking each other's lives and, you know, things like that. So rest in peace to the young man Extension.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was talking to our boy Rodney the other day, and he was kicking me some stuff that he had been talking about lately on his show. And he said that one of his more recent shows was about positivity. And I was like, man, Rodney, I knew we were boys for some reason. I knew there was a couple of reasons, but this has added another reason that I couldn't think of at this exact time. The fact that he did a whole show about positivity, that was inspiring to me, and I was like, wow, you know what? We need to do a show like that, because this man over here trying to give people the type of, you know, good energy and positive inspiration that they need in their lives. And I was like, Rodney, you're giving people something that they need to hear. It ain't even about being entertained. Like, some people might be listening and they need to hear a positive voice that they can feel like is looking out for them. And that was really inspiring to me. And that, you know, that was awesome. And I believe that that's we've said that on here many times. Like, more people should want to do that, need to do that, you know, for the world to progress. And I don't know if I ever said it on here before, but I always, you know, relate back to a quote from, you know, a really extremely talented man who died in, I think it was 2005, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson said, "We can't change the world unless we change ourselves." And, you know, that song, Man in the Mirror, like, that's what everybody, you know, you should want to do, is that you can't change how everybody around you may act or how the energy they want to bring, but one thing you can do is make changes to yourself. And then through that, that changes your influence on people that are around you, which can actually, then that flows third party to the person that they influence because of the energy that you gave them. So it's the same way of paying it forward.
Right.
You know, if someone does a nice thing for you, now go do a nice thing for the next guy, and then he's going to do a nice thing for the next guy. But if everybody is, you know, hating on each other and doing bad things to each other, if you do that to somebody, he's going to go do that to somebody else because of the hurt you put on him. And right now, that's more or less the way that the world is rotating, because everybody is just out, you know. It's good to be about yourself and to want to improve yourself. Don't just be out for yourself to the point where you don't care for others. Like Lee was saying, we need to start caring about each other and each other's progress. And you want to want good for everybody. And once we can start spinning in that direction, I think it'll be a positive change in many ways. You know, XXXTentacion, and it's probably my best effort. I'm not sure if that was the pronunciation of his name, but regardless, rest in peace to the young man. And, you know, it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing. And, you know, like I said, all we can do is do better to change ourselves and the influence that we have, because, you know, we can't stop what other people, you know, what crimes they commit or what, you know, what goes on. So best thing to do is change yourself and be positive. Try to be positive even in the darkest times. This was an excellent show, and I want to follow up and say that I agree. This is one of my favorite shows that we had done as well. And nothing I had on here was even remotely planned, but it's funny because it's starting to sound like the shows that ever since we had not had a rundown, it sounded like we did have a rundown, because we're just so naturally flowing through shit that you don't even know what's going on. it's just listening to it in the background. Like, we might as well be in your car radio at this point, because you wouldn't even know the difference. We're just two guys chopping up life. You don't even know what hits you. We got so much content flowing. Who needs a rundown when you got a human brain? And they are exercising. Like my man Lee is very wise. You know, he's very wise, very intelligent. He's very experienced. He's, you know, he's seen a lot of places and seen a lot of things and lived through many moments, you know, and surely is more than enough to teach, you know, a little bit of something to all of us and myself. And I appreciate hearing that. So, you know, combined with what I've seen and what he's seen, we just appreciate being able to give you guys a good show. Like we always say, you know, loan us your ears and we promise you a good show. Because every time we promise you a good show.
Yeah, just loan us your ears. We promise you'll hear something that you'll be able to take away, you know, at the end of all our shows, we do try to leave you with something positive, you know, and I think a lot of people that do shows, they try to leave you with something positive. And, you know, this our show. And, you know, we started this. We 38 episodes deep. We getting better. I think my man Keys has definitely opened my eyes to some things as far as how young people, you know, how young people think, you know, what's going on with young people. You know, even though I do have a 21-year-old son, you know, I got a 26-year-old son, a 25-year-old daughter, a 21-year-old son, and a 19-year-old daughter. But, you know, man, it's always good to hear stuff from a different perspective and, you know, and not just hear it, stand it, and comprehend it. Because a lot of people say they listen to what you're saying, but they really understand what you're saying. And, you know, like, I know I done did this a lot, but I thank my man Keys all the time because if me and him never decided to do this, then all those debates that we had on Twitter would be for naught. Because we took our debates from Twitter and made it this show, and we brought it to you guys, the listeners. So thank you for supporting us. Thanks to my man Keys for being down with me from day one for doing this. I know the day that I probably asked him to do this, he probably was like, man, you really want to do this? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I'm down. And I had just been looking for somebody to actually start a show with. And it was like, man, you know, I got a lot of friends, but, you know, we basically had a, you know, we probably share the same views, so it was good to have a fresh view from somebody outside of my regular circle. So, thanks on Blog Talk Radio for giving us a platform. You know, shout out to you guys. I know me and my man Keys running over on time, but sometimes you got to show appreciation to the people that help you get where you want to go. And you have to show appreciation to the person, to people that you never thought will help you get where you at. And that's what me and my man Keys are, you know. Something happened that brought us into each other's lives to bring us to you guys. So thanks for listening to our show. We appreciate you. Stay positive, stay blessed, and enjoy life. That's what I'm going to leave you with tonight.
Yeah, of course, you know, and like we said before, always, you know, call in, and if we're talking about a different topic, you can always call up and speak what's on your mind, even if it's not related. I mean, a lot of people, you know, I'll promote our show, like, you know, to friends of mine and, you know, where I can, you know, here and there, A and B, and they'll say, like, oh, what's the topic? And I'm like, bro, first of all, I won't even say, I just say, there is no topic. It's like, whatever you want to talk about, call up. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. Talk about what you want to talk about. You know, if you call up and listen for a minute, you're not shit, then, you know, so be it. But you call up, just know you can always talk. I say call up and speak what's on your mind. It's not about call up and listen to us. It's about, I say, call up and talk with us. That's what we say. If you like to call in and talk with us, because it's not about just listening to us and you stay quiet. You talk, call up and talk with us about what you want to talk about. And that's what it is. The number is always there. I always say it, 917-889-3251, if you want to call up and talk with us. We appreciate everybody for listening. And be safe, be positive. Always try to change yourself in this world. And with that note, we both gave that that close out as a wrap for the night. Appreciate everybody for listening. Until next time, Lee and Keys, Real Talk.
Peace.